Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 28th of November, 2016. The title, Innovation, When You Are Stuck. My best inspirations have always been in the morning shower. That may or may not work for you, particularly if you take a bath every Saturday night whether you need it or not. That's the way I grew up. As an aside, it was the soap manufacturers in the 1920s in the United States that pushed the change in culture from the weekly bath to daily bathing. It sold 7 times more soap. Back to the topic at hand. I have found over the years that physically changing how I approach things helps me break innovation logjams. When I worked in facilities with multiple parking lots scattered around the campus, I got in the habit of parking in different places occasionally. Just walking into work from a different angle gave me a different perspective. A bonus here is, if you are walking in at the same time as others are, you may have the opportunity to walk in with a different crowd and serendipitously have a conversation that may just germinate a latent thought in your mind. I've even driven to work on different routes at times.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Once inside the mill fence, if a particularly sticky problem has geospatial coordinates, try approaching it from a different direction. This may jog your creative inspiration gland as well. Another technique that works for me is to put myself under pressure, real or imagined. Unless you're the type that freezes up under pressure, this is a good way to force the juices to flow, much like they do in a press section. And thoroughly cleaning and reorganizing my office has worked a few times, too. I'll briefly mention a couple of times I put myself under pressure and got outstanding results. I'm sure I've mentioned these before, but for the new readers, you may get a kick out of them. Both happened while working for the same client within a couple of months of each other. I'll tell the abbreviated versions this time. The first was the case of the converting operation where aluminum foil was laminated to machine glazed paper to form a burger wrap. The old ovens that cured the lamination process were terrible and wasted lots of natural gas. I was under a fixed contract to come up with the engineering expertise to fix them and had already accepted a down payment. I couldn't figure out what in the world to do. I went out to lunch and sat there thinking about what a pickle I'd gotten into with this assignment. The area was strange to me, but I had happened to notice a couple of natural gas wells around the region. And this was long before fracking made gas wells ubiquitous in certain parts of the country. Inspiration. After lunch, I drove around the entire facility, on roads about a mile radius from the facility in each direction. There were gas wells on all sides of the facility. Long story short, the facility owned the mineral rights under their land, punched a well, free gas. Now you don't have to worry about making the ovens efficient, and you have the best cost structure of anyone in this sector of the business. Second case was this client with same client with an ancient paper mill that discharged its effluent into a municipal sewer system at a cost, if I remember correctly, of about $500,000 per month. It wasn't even a virgin mill. It used baled pulp and recycled fiber. I'm in the same pickle. Fixed contract, and I've already accepted the down payment. There were no drawings, and if there had been, I would not have trusted them. So I went to the basement with cans of spray paint of different colors. I started spraying pulp lines, white water lines, and so forth with the new colored lines with arrows indicating the direction of flow. Essentially, I built myself a life-size 3D flow sheet. Now I understood the problem. Found an old pump, had about 50 feet of 8-inch stainless line fabricated and installed with the pump between point A and point B. I was blessed that the mill knew what to do what I told them. No local pushback, for the client was the CEO in a distant city. If I remember correctly, the effluent discharge cost immediately dropped to about $80,000 a month. My only failure was that I did not write contracts which would have paid me for the piece of the savings. And don't contact me asking me to fix your problem for a piece of the savings. As a matter of practice, I won't do it. Firm lump sum is my preferred form of remuneration in these cases. Pressure, change of venue, approaching a problem from a different direction. All tricks you can use, unplug, and innovation logjam. Do you have any tricks or any thoughts on my ideas? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, firefighters are innovators. They must quickly assess and determine how to enter an area going up in flames. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.